Canada's federal government and the Northwest Territories signed an agreement last week with the Dog Rib Indian Tribe. It settles a tribal claim to self-government and ownership of thousands of square miles of lakes, rivers, and tundra south of the Arctic Circle. Gary Black was chief negotiator for the Northwest Territories Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs.
The Dog Rib people, and there are about 3,500 of them, will be granted exclusive surface and subsurface ownership of about 15,000 square miles and receive in payment about $100 million over 14 years. And they will also have the ability to pass their own laws in certain defined areas.
So they will determine, for example, development of minerals.
That's correct. That 15,000 square miles will be basically private property.
So they'll decide if it's drilled or mined or whatever.
That's correct.
And collect royalties on it.
Not only collect royalties, they can sell the minerals to other companies. They can charge companies to work there or take a position in the company. Beyond that 15,000 square miles, they also have other areas of influence from which they will get royalties as well.
Is it carved out as a separate territory now, or does it still, for some purposes, remain part of the Northwest Territories?
No, it still remains part of the Northwest Territories, and one of the challenges is going to be to see how the Dog Rib government works with the government of the Northwest Territories.
And other countries are consulting you about negotiations with their Aboriginal communities.
There have been delegations visiting back and forth between Australia and the Territories, New Zealand and the Territories. Some of our people have been traveling to South Africa, but I think that's more to do with diamonds than it has to do with self-government or Aboriginal claims.
Well, there are diamonds involved with the Dog Rib.
Only peripherally at the moment. The two existing diamond mines in the Northwest Territories are outside of the Dog Rib lands. That's not to say that there aren't diamonds on the Dog Rib lands that will be discovered at some point.
So we're talking oil here?
That's a possibility, oil and gas. At this point, it's really hard to say. There isn't any specific development on Dog Rib lands at the moment. There were gold mines at one time, but they've all been shut down now, not related to the claim. They just ran out of gold. So it's hard to say what's there.
So this is not a case of the Dog Rib waking up next week and being very wealthy?
No, not at all.
Possibly someday?
Oh, certainly possibly. The Dog Rib are very much entrepreneurial and have already have a large number of companies that are working with the resource companies, supplying trucks to haul materials into the mines. They own part of an airline that ferries people back and forth to the mines and so on. So they're already well on the move.
They're very much in two cultures, aren't they?
Very much so. And one of the major objectives of the claim from their perspective is to give them the ability, both financially and legislatively, to protect their language and culture to a much greater extent than they've been able to do in the past.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gary Black is a consultant for Aboriginal groups in Canada. He used to be chief negotiator for the Northwest Territories Ministry of Aboriginal Affairs.